Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart, you guys, with your host, Louis, a.k.a. The Baddest Perra.
And you are too.
And we have our special guest, Miss Nalgas Boutier. Wow, we're so happy that you're on the podcast, Laura.
Thank you guys for having me.
You have been, like, highly requested.
Really? Yeah, like, from the beginning, people are like, where's Nalgas Boutier?
Yeah.
But a little confessional, you guys. Laura's been here for 1 hour because that's how long it took us to set up. For some reason, everything was going wrong today.
That's what happens when you try to film with two airheads. We're literally trying and Laura was just like,
no. We were like, okay, you ready? We started recording and her mic was like all the way over there. She's like, so do I not get a mic or earphones?
For real, pobrecita.
Oh, I'm still sick from the last time, you COVID. Guys. I don't have COVID, putona. You're all scaring Laura. She's like,
she's like, I'm leaving, babes.
No, you guys, but we're so excited to have Laura on here. Y como ya saben, we have our little segment where I usually spell a word, but Laura's going to have me and Yoatsi spell a word.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a word for me, Laura?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? I will Louis first.
I'm getting better at it, though. Spell
she's like, Pito.
Me out of here.
Right? She's like, I want to leave.
I'm like, I-W-A. Give me a word.
Rhinoceros.
Bitch.
She said, I'm coming in with a bang.
No, wait, low-key, I feel like I have this.
I have it.
R.
Wait, Laura, do you even know how to spell it?
Bitch. I think I do.
R-H-I- N O S A U R S.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think I got that right, putona.
It's not wrong.
I know.
Yeah, we're like, yeah.
Somebody go check if that's right.
I know, that didn't sound right to me, but sure.
Bitch, yes, it did. I all had it on my hand. I was like, R.
Like, rhinoceros. You guys talked about it before.
I know. I'm like, tell me to spell this word. All right, do you have one for a while?
Okay.
Wait, talk closer. I can't hear you.
Okay.
Far.
Fuck, okay.
Dumbass.
I'm like, D-U-M-B-A-S.
A-S.
A-F-F.
Okay. Fuck, that's a good one.
It can be in Spanish, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it can be in Spanish.
Oh, my God. I'm blanking out.
You said you had one.
Damn. Oh, I forgot.
I have one for him.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
This is an easy one.
I don't usually spell Laura. I'm scared.
Yeah. This is an easy one.
A ver.
Spell friquitona.
Are you for real?
That's easy. Friquitona.
I got an F in Spanish class.
Sorry about it. We're going to turn that F to an A today.
Friquitona. Fuck. Friquitona?
Mm-hmm.
Friquitona.
Yes.
Friquitona.
Can you use it as in a sentence?
A ver, use it in a sentence.
Louis is a friquitona.
Okay.
F-E-A. F. No, and I was about to verify it. I was like, F-E-A. Fuck. Featona.
Okay, friquitona. F-R-E-A-K-I-T-O-N-A.
No, you fucking mix English and Spanish. Friquitona. Isn't it? I don't know.
Friquitona?
Yeah, actually, I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody please
y'all need to verify if we spell
us.
These correctly
the
or not.
I think that's like a made up word, no? Or is it like an actual word?
It is,
no,
but
I think it's made up.
It's a made up one, but it's like official now.
It's like in the Urban Dictionary. It's probably in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
You're an Urban Dictionary. I'm all reading her.
All right. Yeah, you'll have to see.
Okay. So we wanted to play a little game with you to start off.
Okay.
Yeah. So and I'm like, we all beat each other up real quick. No. No, we wanted to play. So it's this little game. I don't know if it's like an official actual game, but me and Yoatsi have played it before.
Yeah.
We usually we're gonna give like a topic and you're gonna say the first three things that come to your head.
Okay. Not a topic. We're gonna just yell out
just
a word.
Just like a word or anything.
Bitch.
I was like, you don't want to play?
I was like, I don't think she wants to play.
I was like, get me out of here.
I was torn so hard to not sneeze. So I was
She was like, yeah. So I'm holding it in.
I'll play. She's like, let's play.
Okay. I literally was holding it in.
Like,
it took too long. I was like,
she's like, can I get a break? All right. She's like, when's the first break? What did I drop?
The dildo.
I'm like, give it back. I can't film without it. Bitch, we're all a family watching TV with the remote.
So, well, I changed that episode.
Sorry. I know. Like, next podcast. All right. Yahtzee, you give me and Laura. No, wait. We have to do a different each time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you give me one.
I'll start with Louis. And you have to answer, like, really fast. Yeah, like the first three things that come to your head. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm scared.
Flower.
Hurry. Daisies, pink and smelly. I don't know. I think I thought, I don't know. I think daisies are my favorite flowers. They're really pretty.
Were you thinking
pretty.
Of Daisy Marquez?
Ah, they're all Tiffany blue.
Like, Daisy.
I'm like sickening hot. Those are the first three. Okay.
Okay. Ready, Laura?
Yeah.
Green.
Hurry, hurry. Fuck, Laura, green beans.
One more.
Ah, pedo.
Caca.
Bitch. She's like, can I use the restroom, actually?
Chorro.
I
she
love
really
how,
needs a break.
I love how in the same little combo, we had Laura and Caca. I don't know how you correlated the two. She Laura and Caca.
No, she said, Laura, green beans, Caca.
No, she's like, Laura ate green beans, has to go Caca. Y'all coming up with the whole sentence. I'm like, oh yeah, it's not the game, but...
I hate y'all.
Okay, I'll give y'all one.
Bitch. Okay. Who's first?
Me. Oh, wait, no. I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
Hurry
up.
Mailbox.
Mailbox? Hawkeye calves package.
Calves? Calves, like your calves that you work out?
They usually wear the FedEx shorts, so you can see their calves.
Oh, yeah. I was like, literally.
You guys are waiting outside for a FedEx
truck. I just see the FedEx truck and I run out.
She's like, it's time. Okay, Laura, I'm going to give you one. Let's see. G-Wagon.
Ooh, Matt Black, Kylie Jenner.
You're so horny.
I know. She's like horny.
Oh my God.
Laura, it's supposed to be fast.
I know.
The first thing.
Laura?
For all of them, Laura.
Okay.
That's hard.
Your turn.
Okay, give us any random word.
Okay.
Me first.
Really random.
Okay. Louis. Grocery shopping.
Lonely, hungry, and depressed.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I can explain why. It's a therapy session. It's why? Because
no, don't care next.
She's like, that's cute. Okay, Yoatsi, your turn. No, I can explain. I have a traumatic experience.
Oh, no,
just kidding.
With
no,
grocery
no, no.
shopping?
It's because every time I had to go grocery shopping before, I never wanted to go because I was like, fuck, I have to go alone. And then depressed because I hated it. But now I love it.
I love grocery
you guys don't
shopping.
Have the Walmart Plus thing?
What is that?
What's dude,
that?
I literally order my groceries and I literally get them delivered to my door the next day.
Ah, Ellen,
I know. She's like, Laura, it'll be here quicker.
Laura M.
I don't think we even live near a Walmart though.
No, no I live everywhere. Really? Dude, it's the most best thing ever.
Do they charge extra and shit?
No, if you have the Walmart Plus thing, you pay yearly and then you don't get any fees.
Moo, what
it's
the fuck?
It's the best ever. And they deliver the next day.
Grocery shopping.
I know. I'm just laying in bed real quick.
Yes. That's why I get my groceries.
That's kind of a sick thing. Yeah, I need to try that too.
And then I always forget shit. So then I'm like all pissed.
Yeah. It's
like,
the best.
I'm not eating this week. All right. Okay. Oh, wait, Laura, give you Yahtzee one now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Roller coasters.
Fun, tummy ache, and throw up.
Ew. Like, now I know where not to take you.
I love roller coasters though.
But you're always at Disney throwing up.
No, like, I go to Disney to take my kids. Not really for me. It's all for me.
I know. You're all a fucking Disney adult.
No, I fucking love Disney.
She all buys all this shit. She's like, but it's not for me though.
It's for the vibes. It's not for me.
Travis doesn't even want to go. He's like,
No, for real. One time I was like, Travis, let's go to Disney. He's like, no. And I had to beg him to go to Disney. And he's
that's
like, fine. Really?
Mm-hmm. He was like,
oh, okay.
Really? Shut up. Why? He doesn't
know.
Get on rides or what?
He doesn't like to go on rides. But he went to Knott's last week and he went on a lot of rides. So I was like, dude, you can go at Disney. There's rides too. He's like, okay.
He's like, no thanks.
Maybe if we take him with Travis, maybe they'll.
Maybe, yeah, they'll have fun together.
We need like someone, yeah.
We need a Disney.
Wait, have we gone to Disney? No.
We've never gone to Disney.
We've been to Knott's.
Knott's
was fun.
Let's go to Disney.
And Six Flags, I think, too, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, wrong person.
Hey, she's like, I didn't invite you.
The podcast. Let's go to Disney right now. Let's go.
Like, bye, you guys.
Bye. All right, thanks.
Sorry, I had to cough, but I held it in. Okay, Laura, I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. All right. I all brought her here to, like, expose her.
So, Laura.
Don't make me laugh.
Laura, how about every time Louis coughs, we punch him?
Bitch.
You're like, ooh.
I'm all knocked out by that little episode.
He's all bruised up. He's like, oh.
The people who are just listening, they're like, what happened to Louis? I just stopped talking. They're like, kind of sounds a little more entertaining.
Like, where do you go?
You're like, this is peaceful now. Right.
Like, we love it here now.
Bitch, it's just called smart. I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
Bitch, you're all beating me up.
It took me a while to get it. I was like, hey.
I was like laughing.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Have you ever talked about how Laura's Boutique started?
Yes.
You have? When?
Oh, boring.
Uh-huh. I'm like, get out. I'm just kidding.
When did I do it? I think I did it on La Plática.
Get out. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
We don't talk about that here. I'm just kidding.
I know. No, we love you guys.
I was scared. I'm like,
I know. We're like, no, we love you guys. Tay Salud. Like Lincoln Bio. All right. I was scared.
Wait, Laura just came out with her collab. Let's talk about that. That's Louis sick. Me.
That was fun. Yeah, I literally drank it on my way. Well, it's because I was hella cruda this morning and I needed energy, but I didn't want to drink a fucking Red Bull because Red Bull kind of gets me a little bit like.
Oh, I don't like Red Bulls either.
He's like, because it gives me wings and I hate it.
Like, I don't want to flight today. No, but low key, bitch, your flavor is actually so good.
Really good.
Like, their flavors are really, really good. Yeah. But then I was like, I don't even know what to like expect when I knew you were doing it. I was like, I wonder, like, because I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
My mouth's all watering right now.
I know, bitch. See, I'm
it's
like,
so good.
It's so good.
I low key feel really like good. It's a lot of pressure being like, fuck, what's a flavor that people are gonna like and want
to
like.
It was
like,
hard. They gave me like 12 to choose from, and they were all super good. Because Josh, before he gave me what to try, he made it. You try ones that he approved already that know because he knows what to
that's
bring
true.
In. Okay, he knows what people like, so he gave me like 12. And that one, when I drank it, I was like,
was me. No, but it's kind of like bad that it's that good because I keep wanting to drink it.
Yes.
Like as a juice because it's so good.
But the caffeine.
Yeah, I'm like, that's why. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I need to like stop myself from like drinking it so much.
Yeah, unless you go to the gym. I chug it before the gym and dude, I'm like,
no, I haven't tried that yet.
It's better than taking like pre-workout.
I don't like pre-workout. Yes. The times I've taken it, like it makes my skin just like itchy.
The itchiness?
It's pica. Yeah, pica. Okay, no. I'm going to try it for my workout next time. Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
But your party was fun, dude.
We had so much fun.
That was a good one. There were so many people who... who I hadn't seen in like a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel like we got there a little bit late, huh?
Did we?
Not too late. No? I think like 30 minutes were left of the party, but it's fine.
After I got there the last 10 minutes.
You guys didn't get there too late.
No.
Pretty like decent.
And it was fun. It just felt like this huge fucking like party.
Like family party.
Yes.
Yeah.
It literally felt like it was in my backyard. We throw parties at my house all the time.
Yeah.
So it literally felt like that.
The vibes were
so
there.
Fun. The vibes were so good. Yeah.
I didn't want to leave.
I didn't either. I was like, now what, Laura? And you're like, you're coming home with us.
Yeah.
We left with her after.
No, you guys, I low key did get a little like borrachín vibes.
A little. Mi amor.
Sorry about it. Sorry. All right. But all I remember is being in Laura's pantry and I was like, I'm hungry.
No, dude, we got there and we were like, we're hungry. So she pulled out the takis. Victor brought out the pickles. And
we were just munching on pickles.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where I tried to leave, but Laura's house is like a fucking maze.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go home. Bitch, I leave through the back door, I guess.
We
and I was like,
no, he like all confident just left through the back door. And me and Laura were like, oh my God, he's going to the jumper. He's going to the trampoline.
We're like, yeah, let's go jump with him.
And we go all excited. And where was he, Laura?
Dude, all we hear is like, it won't open. We're like, what? And Yossi's like, he's over there trying to open the gate.
All the way on the opposite side of our house trying to like climb the gate.
Dude, he's like, it won't open.
That was funny.
I don't remember.
I know, I don't remember, but it sounded funny.
Yeah, but overall, the party was like super, super fun.
I feel like every time we've partied together, it's like a core memory in my head because it's always so fun. Like I remember when we first started like coming out here, we would party a lot, but like you said, it was always like small and intimate. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. The last time on our podcast, we talked about the time when you guys sent me flying in the back of the truck.
I wasn't there, but I love that story.
Yeah, I was like, yeah! I all landed on all the fucking boxes, and nobody helped me. All the
clothes for Laura's.
Bitch, I know. They're like, one of my lashes is one of the girls' orders. They're like, whose fucking lash is this?
No one picked you up.
I know. I was like, hello. And it was, all I see is flashlights. So I've been recording me.
I've been recording while you're all in the back.
And I was like, that's sickening. I'm like, can you tag me in that? I'm like, tag me.
I need followers.
That's just so funny.
I'm like, can you put a filter there on it?
Right. Oh,
bro.
But that reminds me, I wanted to ask you. Ooh. What? Okay. Because I've always been like curious, what made you feel so comfortable with like inviting me to your home, even though you didn't even fucking know me? Like, you literally welcomed me to your house and you're like, you can stay over. You like didn't.
What if he was a mamon, Laura?
I was no mamon.
Bitch. You know what's crazy? Me and Nico think about that all the time. Oh.
I'm like, here's the next one.
Laura's next.
Puncher.
I'm like, you're gonna tell me twice.
Bitch.
She's like, no, okay, you were saying that you and Victor. Wait, talk closer. I can't hear you. Yeah. I'm dead. I literally can't hear from one ear, bitch.
This one?
Yeah.
Hello? There you go. Okay. Yeah, me and Victor think about that all the time because literally we invited her to the party bus and then we're like, oh, you can stay here. Like, it was just like, but I felt like, your family's just so much like mine that I don't know. I just felt so like you were a brother of mine already. Like, aww, it was just like, I don't know. We always get close with a lot of people, but I feel like Louis will always have a special place in my heart because I don't know. It was just like a brother sister relationship. Like, we're so like crazy and funny together. Like, it was just like, you're the funny one. I'm the, I just laugh.
She's like, guys, I just do the background.
Do you guys remember like the exact moment when you met?
Yeah, for the party bus, right? For my birthday? Was it for my birthday?
Well, I remember the first time I met Laura, which I already kind of like briefly talked about. I think I told you already before that I went to a Hourglass event and I saw you, but I was too scared to say hi to you.
Ah, that's not meeting me.
That's why I'm saying, like, I remember the first time I like met you. All right. But yeah, the first.
I can't see your mouth.
Kiss me. Well, why do you want to see my mouth? You can
hear
me.
It's because you're like, oh,
bitch. Well, I remember Laura had invited me to her birthday, but I didn't live in LA. Did you know I didn't live in LA? No.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. So she invited me, but I was like, oh, like, I don't live there, but like, I'll be there, blah, blah. And then she was like, no, you can stay with me. And I was like, I was like nervous, but that was going
to
be.
I remember when you told me, like, Laura invited me to her house.
Yeah, I was so excited, so but nervous, I was nervous. Yeah. And like, I've always been like a little bit shy. So I low-key remember when I went into your warehouse, Mama Laura was being hella funny. So I remember I was like, hey, maybe I can loosen up a little bit.
I remember.
Then, yeah, and then Laura, like, right, I feel like you never gave me like an awkward moment. Like, I feel like right away you were just like cracking jokes, being funny. So I feel like that's why I opened up to you so quickly.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they like to fuck around.
Yeah, very that. Like, they like to fuck around.
I also, cause I'm a very shy person too, but I felt like you were very like, cause you're very used to home, you know, like you're very home, like me. Like, I'm like my parents, my family, that's my life, you know, like we're kind of like the same on that. So like, I kind of made one in Jude to feel like you were home. Cause I know so it just felt like, I was like, I need to like make him feel comfy, you know? So that's what we try to do.
And that's literally how I felt. Like, you guys, let me stay at your place. Yeah. You guys will let me borrow your car and shit.
Bitch, the amount of videos we filmed in Laura's car. She would like, take my car, I don't care.
Yeah, like I literally, funny. And I knew nothing about LA besides like where you used to live.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only city that I knew about. Cause I had never really explored LA besides us going to fucking Disneyland.
For real.
When was the first time you two met? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It was for...
Oh, the grand opening?
I think it was a grand opening. Yeah.
That was the first time you met Laura?
Yeah. It was a grand opening of your first store, right?
Was it the Cerritos one?
Yeah. The Cerritos. Okay, yeah. It was that. And then same thing when, like, as soon as I came, I was like, I'm so nervous to meet Laura. And Louis was just like, no, dude. Like, she is so sweet. Like, you're not going to feel nervous at all. And I got there And I think we talked about it. I was wearing some ugly ass sweater. And Louis was like, "Babe, what are you wearing?"
Like, you're not going to wear that, BB.
No. And then Laura saw me. She's like, "Babe, there's a boutique downstairs." I'm kidding. No, but I came and they were all really sweet. And then Mama Laura was like, "Mama Laura, I don't like my outfit." She's like, "Pues a qué ropa?" And yeah. She brought me like a hella clothes. She's like, "Here, take it."
No, yeah. You guys were always like so sweet. Not only with like your guys' home and welcoming us, but like, you guys would always give us ropa and shit too.
Dude, so yeah. I was like, okay. We love that. But they're like, grab whatever you want.
It was super easy to like get comfortable with you guys. Yeah. And like, I don't know if you remember this. I was all more drunk than you at your party. But I was going to say how like, even at your party, like I told you again, I feel like I could never say thank you enough to like you and your family for bringing us out here. Because low key, dude, I feel like, I always wanted to move to LA, but I feel like meeting you guys, you took me to so many places like around LA that like it helped me get more familiar with it. And I'm like, dude, if I didn't like,
if you had never met Laura, we wouldn't be here where we're on now.
I feel like I also learned a lot of like work ethic from you guys. Oh, yeah,
from Laura.
Because y'all, I don't know if Laura has told y'all, but like Laura is like, she works a lot. Like,
she's a boss, babe.
So much. She's so I was just kind of like amazed at like how much you guys were doing with like not only your boutique, but like social media and then your family. Like, I feel like you had time for fucking everything.
Yeah, I try.
How do you balance everything so well?
I get sex at night. Just kidding.
She's like, it's all worth it. For real.
No, I honestly don't know. But I try. You know what helped me a lot is doing a schedule calendar. Like, I try to schedule stuff for like my family, like my friends and stuff like that. Like, if someone invites me, I like make priority.
Okay.
Like, for Louis' birthday, I like put it in my calendar. That way I know like not to like put anything there. But I feel like
Pretty Not Smart in your calendar?
No.
She's like, it's not a priority.
She's like, I said priorities, babe. She's like, ooh. No, but I think it's also really cool how I feel like you hang out with your family a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're having like family time, you're also having friend time.
Yeah.
So it was like, and I think that's why too, like you said, we hella related because you're hella close to your family, and I admired that a lot. And I feel like a lot of the decisions you make and were making are always like with your family in mind.
Yeah, I think about them 24/7. Yeah. I'm like, I want to go to Palm Springs. I have to get a bigger house for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I feel like all three of us kind of
relate.
Like relate so much, and we're like really good friends because I feel like I took a lot of inspo of the way you were doing things, and I kind of saw how you were doing things. So I was like, oh, it is possible to like
include your family
and get work done and do everything. So I was like, oh, this is sick.
It is possible to get a BBL.
Like that, dude.
Our inspo.
No, dude, like even like forever, like I knew I always wanted to get my butt done.
I did too, but, like, since like high school.
I was like, wow, I got it done. All right. I'm like, I need to get it removed. No, yeah, but it's just so crazy how like I think moving out here kind of flipped my whole life, Aaron.
You guys are doing amazing. I love that. Every time you guys like post something like your guys' houses, I was like, oh my God, that's freaking iconic. Yeah, that's right. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
I know it was almost like a little full circle moment when you came to my little like housewarming slash like birthday because I remember you and your family were always like, when are you going to fucking move out here?
For real.
And you would literally beg him. Yeah.
And Laura would come with me to go see houses. Yeah. Laura would go with me to see like little places that I wanted to try to move into. I remember I almost moved. I don't know if you remember. It was super far from here. I think it was further from where I live now.
Yes.
But it was a pretty nice house. But even when we were looking at places, like it didn't seem real. I was like, there's no way I can move out here. Aww. I was like, that doesn't seem like possible. But I think having that sense of like home and family with you guys made me feel like, okay, like I can do it.
Bitch, when Mama Laura took us to buy our Porsches.
Your mom's taking me. Well, love Mama
so
Laura.
Good at I love cars, her. Bro. So I knew that she was really good at buying cars. So I told her, I was like, please come with me. Like, I really want a car. She's like, sí, yo te quiero, mija.
Yeah.
And then she was like asking the guys for like a good price, whatever. And then she's like, I thought Louis wanted a Porsche too. So we ended up calling Louis, and then Louis came too. And she's like, comprate uno, mijo.
No, Yahtzee was like, you want to test drive it? I was like, no, I'm okay. Bitch, it was a casual day. I was working.
Dude,
and
Yahtzee
was at Porsche with Laura and Mama Laura.
Yeah.
And she's like, just come, like, I don't know. I think you wanted me to see your car or something.
Uh-huh.
I will be in casuals all Tuesday night.
Yeah, for real.
And then she's like, do you want to test drive it? I was like, no, I'm okay. She's like, just test drive it. It's fun.
So for real. Okay. I was like, do it. We're like, all convincing you.
I test drove it. All right. I test drove it. I was like, wow, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And then Mama Laura's like, llévate uno. And then I was like, no, I'm okay. And then Mama Lawrence asked the guy, she's like, will you give us a better deal if we take two? Yeah. And he's like, I mean, and then I was like, wait, really? He was like, I mean, if you guys are going to take two right now. And then yeah, I was like, so then I remember you had the only one with the red interior.
Yes. And Louis was like, I'm not taking it if it doesn't have red interior.
Yeah, because I wanted it so bad. And then Mama Laura is like, no, I know you have another one. And he was like, no, I don't have any more. She's like, then no sale.
Both better just walk away. Yeah, dude, like,
there's been times where my mom, like, she asked, because at car dealerships they try to do like, they try to put so much more on top of everything, and like my mom will look at every single line, like, bitch, I would have been signing in, like, I'm so dumb.
Yeah, for real.
So she, like, sometimes she's like, rips papers. She's like, no,
wait, I think she did that to us. No,
that
she's
day,
like, no, yeah, she like ripped one of the papers for the deal. She's like, no,
it's because like Mama they Laura to knows jack up
so much stuff. She knows. She used to be a car salesperson.
I remember she told me, so because I was like, Mama Laura, how do you know all this? But yeah, she shows us, like, they just put a bunch of shit and she literally rip it. Yes. And Mama Laura was like, okay, if you don't have one, we're leaving. And then Yotu was like, no. But she's like, shh, follow me.
So then, yeah, she pulled us to the side. She's like, wait.
The guy was like, okay, wait, let me go check. So I don't know what the fuck he goes check. And somehow in another dimension, he pulls out a white Porsche with red interior.
Out of nowhere, bitch.
And then Mama Laura was like, no, que no.
Yeah. He's like, no, it literally just got here like 10 minutes ago.
We're no,
like,
he was saying that they didn't put it in the system because he just got there. But somehow we ended up getting a 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, thanks to Mama Laura.
Thanks to Mama Laura. No, yeah, but that was sick.
Bitch.
It comes out of nowhere.
Well, you must have a warning.
Bitch. Oh, it's on my forehead. Warning.
Bad cough. Me and Laura move. We're like,
I know. How am I going to know if I have a fucking cough? No, but yeah, we always had like so many cool, fun memories with you guys.
Bro, too many.
There's something else I want to ask you.
Oh, shit.
No, just kidding. So, you know how like I always make those jokes with like Victor?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's so funny. I was literally talking about it on live earlier.
Oh, really?
Well, not that part about you, but how when people compliment and say he's hot and stuff, like, it doesn't bug me. And for you, girl.
Other people compliment Victor like that?
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
I get comments all the time. That's our man. That's
shit.
Or like in your DMs. I remember you showed me.
Yeah. That's our man. That he's so hot. Blah, blah, blah. And I know he's hot. So I'm like, I'm not gonna get mad at you for lying, you know? But no, it doesn't bug me at all. People ask me all the time too, but I'm like, no, it doesn't bug me.
But I also think you guys are cute. So
I'm like, give me a break, bro. Your turn.
We all tap each other in. I'm like, already, dude? All right.
No. And I think, oh, sorry. I was just gonna say that I think it's funny when like you make those jokes in front of Victor. I feel like Victor gets shy.
Yes, he just smiles.
He just smiles. He's just like,
but I think it's also because you guys are so secure with one another that, like, you can take a joke.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
You're like, but it's not a joke.
I know. I'm like, all right. I'm like, yes. All right.
She said I can go. Because
I remember there was, like, a while that people were, like, telling me shit.
It's fucking they cold,
were,
like, bitch.
Go put a sweater on. All right. People would tell me shit. They're like, you're probably making Laura hella fucking uncomfortable and blah, blah. And I was like, it's all a joke between us two. Like, sometimes me and you will, like, cap on Victor. And he just stands there. Like, he's like, what did I do?
They probably don't know your guys' friendship. Like,
And that's what I was going to say. It's always because the people who watch us always, like, defend it. I've seen it so many times where people are like, oh my God, like, this must be so annoying for Laura, or like, Louis fucking desperate. But then people in the comments will be like, you must not watch them.
Yeah, you must not know how it started. Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't ever get annoyed. I think it's so funny when people, because I posted a video the other day of him singing and it said, like, they always tag you in the videos. They're like, Louis gonna come for your man.
Oh, yeah. Yes. People always fucking tag me when you guys are doing something.
That's funny that they, like, know the joke so well that they'll, like, tag you guys and stuff. Yeah. I love that. And
then, actually takes them.
When she's not looking, I'm like,
shh. All right. Come here.
But I feel like, oh shit, another question that I feel like I get asked a lot is like, why we don't all like hang out as much. But I feel like one thing I did notice, and like, y'all can intrude if you want, all right, I feel like ever since I like finally like moved out here, like, I just got so busy with fucking life, because it was so much. Because Antes, so I would just stay with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was vacation for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you came with Laura for your vacation.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah.
And then, like,
bringing, it's all boring.
I know. I was like, oh. But then I feel like once I lived here, I low-key thought, I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to have so much more time. And like, although I do have like more time to just be like, let's hang out tomorrow, whatever. But I feel like now I have like fucking life that caught up to me. Yeah. And then like, obviously you guys moved out here as well and stuff. So I feel like
he's like, now I have to deal with my sister.
I know. I'm like, I have to hang out with this one. Right? No, it just like, I feel like it got so busy that I was just like, bitch, not even a vacation anymore.
Yeah. I feel like life and also so many events and stuff.
Yeah.
And I have
for real.
Kids.
Yes. Same. Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, it gets so
I
hard.
Think we should just move in with Laura.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like,
we
please.
Should do, we should move in with each other for a week.
Dude, that all would fighting
be
each other.
Crazy. Right. That'd be sickening.
But how do you, both of you Horny. Feel, all right, how do both of you feel now that you have two kids? I don't want to answer that one.
Who goes first? Laura.
You.
Well, I feel like I love both of my kids, but it's hard as fuck, dude. It's like just really hard to balance like work and like me being good and then like taking care of my kids. It's hard. I feel like for a long time, I was so used to it being just me and Travis that like I kind of forgot what it was like to like raise a little one all over again. So when I got my Ella, my brain was like switching. I was like, oh, fuck. Like I completely have to care like for a little one. Yeah, all over again. Because Travis was like 5 when Ella was born, 5 or 6. 6. So, yeah, like imagine 6 years of me and Travis. And then all of a sudden it's like, just kidding. You have to start all over. I was like, oh,
like you forget
how,
what it was like.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, I love my kids, but I don't think I would have any more kids.
Really?
Yeah. You heard it here first. Pretty not smart.
Next week, Yossi's pregnant.
No, I feel like my two babies just filled my heart so much that I'm so content with the two. Like,
oh, that's, and you have a boy and a girl.
Yeah, yeah, I have a boy and a girl, and Travis is like the best older brother to his sister.
He's so cute.
So they're like, oh, perfect. So I'm like, I'm good with them too.
That's cute. How do you feel having two boys?
Oh yeah,
it's fun. The house is crazy though. Aww. I feel like they're, oh my god, those two together, they're like running around, going fucking crazy. Aww. Emily comes over and she's just like walking around with her little purse, and then you see Opie like
running across.
It's so funny though, like the different like how different they are. But damn, I love having two. I feel like Oakley, I mean, Elliot being older helped a lot. Uh-huh. But then at the same time, it kind of sucked because I felt like I was giving so much attention to Oakley. Now it's better because Oakley's a little bit older now. He's 2 now. But I feel like when they're little, it's like they need to feed them every hour. Like, but you adjust to it. And Elliot, like Travis, is like the cutest brother ever. Like he's so sweet. He loves Oakley. Like Oakley's his like entire life. But I can see why it's a little bit harder.
Yeah. Almost like they like your older ones mature a little quicker, because I feel like I noticed it with both of you.
Yes,
I noticed because they get protective over the little one.
Yes, it literally. Yeah. He, Elliot's like a teenager now. Yeah. It's so sad. Like he won't even hug me anymore. I'm like,
give me a fucking hug.
Literally, like, oh my god, it's so sad. But yeah, someone told me, he's like, watch when you come home with your newborn, how much older Elliot's gonna be, and I'm like, no,
they just
look happen
bigger.
Bro, it's like he's like 21 taking shots.
21-year-old overnight. Like, hey, what up, mom? Brings his girlfriend and everything
at the party. He's like, cheers, Louie. I'm like, bitch.
So I'm 21 now. You don't know.
I'm like, you're a full elote now. I'm not even an acorn.
Wait, talk about the time when you had a baby. He said Elliot.
Bitch. Oh my god.
I think I still have the video when I came home.
That was funny. So I think Laura, I was staying with Laura at her place. And
it was during Christmas because we had like sales, so we had to go to the warehouse for
stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember her and Victor had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, but do you mind taking care of Elliot? I was like, girl, yes. Like, me and Elliot were like besties. We would always be hanging out.
That's when he loved, like, he still loves you. Sure,
when he used to love Elliot.
No, but
remember, he would cry when you leave.
Yes, Elliot
would get so sad.
Like, it's no, Louie.
I would always play with him and stuff because I would stay with them. And I was like, no, I'll take care of Elliot. But I had never been one-on-one with Elliot before. So then Laura was like, he doesn't do anything. All he does is like watch TV. He'll be fine. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. I'll be on my phone. So they leave. Y era tarde. She's like, and he'll probably go to sleep pretty soon. And so I stay with Elliot and shit. And we're watching TV. And next thing you know, he's all doing backflips. And he's like jumping on the couch. So I was like, bitch, he had hella energy. So I send a video to Laura. And I just put in quotes, he just watches TV. I was like, well, he was watching TV while doing like backflips and shit. And then low-key, his little energy rubbed off on me. So I started like fucking around with him. So then I remember I was gonna go downstairs and I was like, let me see what he does. So he's like watching TV, so I'm like heading downstairs. And then I was like, bye, Aaliyah, good night. And I turned off all the lights and he's like, no. And then I was like, let me know if you need anything. He's like, I need something. So then I come upstairs.
Oh, fuck you.
And I was like, what do you need? And he was like, he just didn't need anything. So then I thought that when he was gonna get hungry, he was gonna ask me. So that I was like sitting down, he like stands up and he opens like the little fridge. And I was like, what are you doing? And he like wants to get like a cookie or I don't know, something sugary. So I was like, I'm gonna tell your mom. And he was like, no. And then I was like, so then I record him. And then I was like, I'm gonna send it to your mom. And he like throws a cookie. Really? I was like picking on him because it was just funny because he's like, it's because Aaliyah was so little, but he had like a good sense of humor. Bro. I don't know.
Like, it's like he's always been so 13 funny.
Going on 30. Yes.
Yeah, like he had like an older person's humor.
Yes.
He's so funny. It was
funny.
Bro, he's so funny. I come home, he's literally recording himself. You had like an elf hat on and you were like dancing with him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What the heck?
But yeah, it was fun. It definitely, like, I literally thought he was just going to go to sleep, but we were, like, all fucking around with each other.
That's so cute.
But I also remember, dude, like, I remember I would spend so much, I would spend so much time at Laura's house that, like, I feel like I would do the most stupidest shit ever. Like, I remember one time, I think you were on a trip somewhere and I ended up going earlier to your house. So you left me a key to your place or something. And I went to get in and out because Laura even left me her car and everything.
Yeah.
I went to go get in and out. And you know on Snapchat how you, I don't know if you still can, you could like cut out like a person.
Oh, yeah.
And like pin it or something. Yeah. I remember I was eating and then I start recording and it's like a cutout of Laura. And I was like having a conversation with her. And I was like, hey, Laura, what'd you get? She's just like, it's a cutout of her laughing. And I was like, that's good.
What the fuck?
And I still have, oh my god, if I find them,
well, I'll post them. You need to post these on our Instagram. Yeah. That's so
I'll post
funny.
Them on the Pretty Not Smart Instagram. But I have like some of the funniest fucking videos.
Bro, the
guys.
One where we you know that challenge on TikTok where we had to throw something up?
Yes, we were at her warehouse.
I think I was there.
I don't remember. But I'm leaving. The challenge was like you threw like a chair or something in the air.
Ah, chair.
Wait, and you guys were throwing big ass bags. Uh-huh. Yes. I think I was there.
This puta, she didn't like calculate it right. So she was like gonna throw it up, but my big old head was there and she threw it at me and I was like, ah.
No, I went up like that and his head was right here, so it hit him.
And I was like, ah. John knocked me out.
Oh my god.
I was like, well, I'm done playing. I all walked out.
Dude, on our Halloween try-ons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. I actually just asked Louie recently. I was like, you better film the Halloween try-on.
I told
Laura
on live. I was like, we need to film it. Dude, those are so, they always go viral on TikTok.
They're so funny.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Dude, they're so funny. Did you see the one that went viral recently? It's a cop one. We were dressed
Oh, yes.
Cops.
I saw that one.
I'm just all laughing in the back.
I think it's just funny because, like, the shit that would come into our head was
like,
so
would
random.
The dumbest things. Like, we weren't even, like, it was never scripted or nothing. Like, we were never like, okay, let's say this. No, it was just like we would try on costumes and then like Annabelle.
Yeah.
The Annabelle one is my favorite. That's just
when
so
I gave
funny.
You the Snow White one.
Fuck Snow you. White. Did you see that one?
No, I don't remember it.
We did two Halloween videos. So on my channel, I just bought the same Halloween costumes for us to try on.
Okay.
And just see like be funny or whatever. And this putain, she's like, oh, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'll get like five little costumes. So then I went to go change in my room because I don't want her to see me naked. Uh-huh. So she was like, here, I got us like a little Snow White one. So I was like, okay, cute. So I go into my room to like put on the Snow White one. It was a fucking long ass comadre dress, like a little wig, y todo, super like OG Snow White.
Oh, what the fuck?
And as soon as I opened the door, like Victor's recording me and I was like, why are you recording me? Like, I was like, because we had our setup like already made. But he like wanted my, I don't know if he wanted my reaction or something. And I was like, excuse me. So once he moves, I see Laura and I was like,
oh. Hers is all sexy.
Yes.
I think I remember
she had
that.
The fucking sexy putonas like Snow White. I was all her grandma.
Bitch.
I was like, what the fuck?
I'm dead.
She was funny.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Or I remember I would film a lot of like the swapping or try on hauls with both of y'all.
Oh yeah.
Those were funny. I liked those.
We need to redo those.
Yeah.
Those are funny.
Those are so funny.
Now that
funny.
I have a BPM, we can redo them. All right. I'm like, I'll look better than y'all. Just kidding. Laura, from your POV, do you feel like me and Yoatsi are similar or we're like hella different?
Different.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Well, how? Yeah. Explain.
Well, I'm prettier.
Hear me.
Oh. Like what?
From like hanging out with you guys or from like from like social media wise?
Both. I want to know both.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a difference.
Okay. Well, social media wise, I feel like... fuck.
I feel like Yoatsi's content has changed more like family, no?
Yoatsi's content is boring now, huh?
Like mine too.
Damn, I don't know. I feel like you're more like... And Yoatsi's like more calm and like great. I'm just like... I don't know.
I feel like you're funny with the shit that you...
Funny lucky.
That's why everyone thinks you're funny.
I'm all funny lucky. I'm like,
no, I think you're more funny with like the stupid shit that you say. But I feel like I'm more like you said, like action wise.
Dude, Louis can come up with a joke. Like literally
on the spot.
He's been making us laugh this whole time. I'm like, how do you even think of that in your brain?
I all practiced before.
He has little notes. He's like,
I'm like, whenever Laura says a certain thing, I'm like, yes, I practiced this one.
All right. Like he just says things out of, I'm like, dude, how? I wish I could have thought of that.
Yeah, someone laugh.
So quick. I like being funny. All right.
And what about personally?
Fuck, how do I explain that?
How do I tell you guys that? You're fucking boring.
Boring in your own unique way.
No. I feel like we're in like parting vibes. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's more responsible and then you're just like, fuck it, bitch, let's do it. We're gonna do it.
Yeah. We're here. Dude, yeah.
I always get scared when I party with Laura, honestly.
I think everyone does. Yes. Dude, my house is cursed. My friends literally think my house is cursed. Like we have a group chat, they're like, we're not walking into that house.
Bitch.
Like, they're like, it's cause every time we come in, door opens, I'm like, shot.
Bitch. Laura has like a whole bar right next to her front door.
I have still yet to black out around Laura. I don't think I've ever
blacked get her.
Out. You're really hard to black out though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my goal to make people block out because there's some people that have, like, higher tolerance.
Yeah.
But, like, Lou, you have a very good tolerance.
But then once it hits me, I'm gone.
He's gone.
The thing is, because, like, I feel like I black out a lot, but that's because I feel like it hits me all at once. Like, we can be partying for, like, fucking 4 hours, and I'll know everything that's going on. But then the last one, I'm like, how'd I get home? Like, I always forget the end.
You were asking from the salute party. Dude, you were acting like you weren't blacked out.
That's what Adam was saying.
Yeah, you were, like, that would have been, like, normal. Like, I would have sworn you were not blacked out.
The only reason why I realized Louis was blacked out was because... Mama Laura was like, okay, vámonos. And then Louis was like, no, I want to go with Laura. And we're like, that's where we're going. He's like, no, where the fuck's Laura? I want to go with Laura.
My mom's right in front of you.
Yeah.
She's like, me?
She's like, pues ya nos vamos, mi amor. And you're like, ¿dónde está Laura?
So like, towards the end is when I was like, oh, shit. But even Adam, I was like, bitch, I don't remember shit. And he's like, bitch, you looked fine. And I was like,
that's
really?
That's why I was tripping out when you told me. You're like, you know, I remember. I was like, bro, you were
the little butt video of you leaving.
You're all twerking on Marcus. Like, so like,
really? Like,
tell him about the little video.
I was trying to record Louis. I was up on like the little balcony and I was like, Louis, I was trying to call his attention. But he had a goal in mind. He was just like walking, like moving everyone out of the way. He had a goal in mind. And I wanted to capture a little bit, but my phone lagged and I only captured the little ending of it. It's like butt. Him just walking and then his butt went after, like way after.
Damn on and.
No, but it's just a little video of him like walking all serio.
I was going to get tacos.
I know. And he was all going to go get tacos. Girl, he had determined. That vision.
No, and then I get there. And all the tacos were gone. And I was like,
I will you go at 12 a.m.
No, do it. Literally. I kept telling him. And I was like, Louis, let's go get tacos. Nah, I want a shot.
I was so sad. She had like packed up. And I was like, no, por favor. And she was like, you want tacos? I was like, please, I'm so hungry.
Aww.
And she's hella nice to me. So she was like, yeah, she's like, I just put everything away. She's like, la tortilla toda está calentita. So she gave me like 4 really quick ones. And I think the only meat she had left was chicken, which was perfect. And she was like, here you go. And I was like, yay. So I still got to eat my tacos.
My mouth is watering.
I know.
Let's not talk about it right now.
What, tacos Lara?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their
tacos.
Ugh, so bomb.
So
every good. Time Laura has a party, I already know they're gonna be there. So I'm like,
dude, that's the first thing I get. It's a bowl and tacos Lara.
You know what this podcast episode is giving me? That
boring.
We need to throw a pretty not smart party.
You need to
and get drunk
and you'll fund it.
You'll fund it, babe.
I'm like, you said it. All right. Throw a party, get Laura's Boutique drunk.
Will sponsor it.
Wait, you guys can throw it in my backyard.
Oh, for real? That'd be fun. We just have like a pretty not smart party, and then we have tacos and shit. Ooh, and alcohol. That'd be kind of fun. Yeah. And then we get drunk.
Do a Halloween again. Party.
You have to, Laura.
Dude, we had one last year. We did it like last minute, and it was still so.
It was really fun. Yeah. Wait, did you go? You didn't go.
I didn't go.
Were you sick or something?
Yeah.
I had a chile appointment.
He had something hella important.
He had like chile appointments up in there or something like that.
Yeah, Louis was gone. But I still went, Laura.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
It was so fun. Was really
but I was going to say, like, I get scared to party with Laura because I guess so comfortable with like you. And always the people that you invite are always so fun. Oh, even if I don't know them, they're always so fun and nice. Yes. So every time I party with Laura, I'm like, fuck, because I already know I'm going to be hella comfortable and I'm going to get really drunk. It's porque, like, I don't know. I'm comfortable with all them. I don't have to worry about I don't walk in there with anxiety.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm not like, so chill. My God. Like, I'm just like Laura's family literally brings the best vibes. Mm-hmm. And then I love that, like, after everybody's like shit face and everything, ya se acabó la comida, Mama Laura trae tamales. And she brings something. And we're so drunk and we're like, dude, they like know the vibes always.
We have it all planned out because we know, like, once. Like, to sober them up before they go home. Usually everyone Ubers, but it's scary sitting with someone home, like, drunk. Like, that's why my mom always brings tamales, like, something to soak up all the alcohol. So.
Yeah, and all the little taste salud packets on the side. Like, they already know. It's such a vibe. We have this whole
party planned. That's why I like partying at my house, because I like to people feel comfortable, and, like, they can sleep over. Like, you don't have to go home. Like,
and there's no, like, time. Like, you guys got to be out of here by, like, 10:30. Like, you can literally just party all night.
Yeah. And your house is, like, a good-ass size. So,
my God, yes.
You can do so much.
So much.
I'll go upstairs when she's not looking.
So much. You can do so much.
I'm like, and you have so much.
Her pantry.
Do you still have my glasses, putona?
What glasses? Yes, Victor left them on the thing. They're in the garage.
I left my glasses at her house.
You're seeing glasses them every day.
Bitch, no. I left my I forgot what brand.
They are, but Versace. They're in my garage.
Yeah. Bitch, you left a pair of Versaces in my house too, and I gave them to my mom.
I'll leave Versaces everywhere.
Just invite them to a house. I'll leave a pair of Versaces.
Everyone starts inviting me. I'm like, why is everyone inviting me to their house? They're like, Louis, you should come over real quick.
Like, make sure you remember your glasses, okay?
It's because I have so many glasses, and then I forget them everywhere.
Imagine that.
I know, and then I'm like, where the fuck are my glasses? And then when I'm looking for them, I'm like, oh, this one's at Adams. This is gonna go out to you.
Stop making a little checklist.
I know. I'm like, okay, I need to get this one back. This remember one back.
Victor sent you a picture wearing them.
Yes. Like, okay, that's how I
put it on his wallpaper.
I know. I'm like, yes. I'm like, my plan worked. No, that's how I found out that I left him at Laura's, because. I think I left him in Victor's car or something.
We brought you for something. I don't know what we brought you back home from.
Oh, was that one party?
Which one?
Laddie Hernandez party.
Oh, yeah. We and brought you back home.
Yeah. I left my glasses there, but I didn't know. And then Victor sent me a picture with him.
He's all wearing them.
And I was like, I'm like, do I want my glasses or him? I'm like, bitch. I don't know if I want. All of a sudden, I forgot about the glasses.
You're like, so big.
I just thought he sent me a random pic. I'm like, it's working. All right. I'm like, I left my mark on him.
It's like leaving like a hair tie in a guy's
He's all trying to leave his mark.
I'll leave like my nails in his car. I'm like, rip it off.
I need a ride.
I know. I'm like, can you please pick me
There's
up?
There's been times where Victor takes you home from, like, he drops me off first because I'm all tired, like all drunk. And then he like drops me off. Thank God for Victor. He drops me off and then he still has to drive Louis to his house.
Louis like, perfect.
He gets me drunk.
I'm like, Laura, you think you can take me home? Right. And then I'm like, we're going to drop off Laura, right? I'm like, first stop.
You're like, she needs to go home.
I'm like, Victor, at a stop.
You for sure put the stop in there. You're like,
he's like, no, I think she's fine. No. She needs rest.
Put her to bed, baby.
I'm like, Victor, be considerate. I'm like, she's all tired. She had a long day. Laura's like, oh, fine. She already gets the hint. All right.
She's like, it's their time. Laura.
Hello.
She's bitch. Like, what?
Do you think me and Louis look alike? Be honest.
Yes.
Bitch, look at the monitor. No,
I know, we're all different.
No, you guys do. Here. You guys definitely.
I'm all leaving.
I know, you're all getting out of the frame.
You know what's crazy? I was watching the video of you and your mom. Right, the. What is it called?
Oh, the Starbucks.
Oh, the Starbucks. One? The
coffee. And you and your mom look identical.
Yeah. It's.
Wait, who?
Her and her mom.
Really?
I saw it in the video. I was like, why do I kind of look like my mom?
They recently, look identical. I feel like I've been hearing more. I've been hearing more that Yoatzy. looks like my mom and me like my dad.
Yeah.
But like our whole lives was always opposite. So that's why I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. People were arguing about it in her comments.
Really?
They were like, because somebody was like, oh my gosh, she looks so much like Louis. And they're like, no, she literally looks like Yahtzee. And they're like, no, she doesn't. Like, they were all fighting. And I was like, get her.
Did you see that? Right?
Yes, I was reading the comments.
So you do think we look alike?
Yes, for sure.
So if Louis wears a wig, he's Yahtzee?
Yes.
Oh my God, I get that every time I wear a wig. For real. I'm like, I don't see it all.
No. Yeah. Or they'll be like, they'll hop on my live or something and be like, oh shit, I thought this was Louis with a wig.
Yes. And I'm like, what the?
I don't see it.
You get a lot that you look like Kylie Uchis and you
do. Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah. He definitely, in that video, I was like,
see that video that went viral?
Yes, it had like almost 500,000 likes.
Yes.
Do you see it?
Yes.
It's because look, so I.
It's like the little side profile. Yeah. Like, I don't know, something about it. Which
so, like, at first, it was like a few people, my friends would always bring it up. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, you look so much like Kylie. And I was like, really? I was like, oh, thank you. And then I think the more people started commenting it. So I was constantly being tagged and stuff. And I was like, wait, this is not just like my friend's thing.
Yeah. No, dude.
And then like people started posting videos. And then that one that was like POV, you attend Louis Castro's concert.
Yeah.
And I saw how many likes. Like, it wasn't even so much that I was like, damn, I got hella likes. It was just more like this many people agree with this.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was just like, holy fuck. Because I was like, okay, maybe it'd be like a cute couple people. But then Loki, I was like, what if she's gonna hate me?
No, I feel like she's so sweet. Like, yeah. She just gives off sweet vibes. You know, it's also her vibe too. I feel like when you guys, like, when she like flips her, she's like
bad,
so
bitch
hot
energy.
Like, when you do like your videos, you're like, because it just gives the same vibe.
I remember I posted her when I saw her at Coachella, which I was so excited for.
Oh, yes.
And hella, dude, I got so many fucking DMs that day being like, bitch, I thought you were on stage. And I was like,
bitch?
I just had another trip moment. I was like, do this many people fucking like see it? Because obviously for me, it's a huge fucking compliment. Yeah. I think it's fucking sickening. She's beautiful. And I was like trying to figure out, I was like, is it that we look alike or is it that our style is very similar? But
both, I think.
Yeah, I think both. But I think like when you get your glam on and you have like that sickening moment, you guys are very similar.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, I love it. It makes me feel all puton, am I? Is that right? It's just because.
You change your name to Kylie.
I'm like Louis. Oh, wait, bitch. I went to Starbucks the other day. I got off my car and this girl comes up to me. She's like, hey, Louis Uchis.
But I love that.
It took me a second because Mo and the twins, they call me Louis-licious. So for some reason I thought she called me Louis-licious.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, how does she know about Louis-licious? But then I don't know what she said. And then she was like, bye, Kylie. And then I was like, oh, bitch, that's why you said Louis Uchis. And she's like, what'd you think I meant? And I was like, I don't know, you were calling me like because of Kylie. Yeah. But no, yeah, that's fucking sickening. I think she's fucking beautiful.
Iconic.
Yeah,
she is. And she's just a bad bitch.
Her energy, the way
she's
dresses. Yeah.
Yeah, I love she's her. Just a bad bitch.
So maybe I'll recreate one of her looks and
you have
put it to the test.
Her denim one for Coachella.
Yes, for Coachella.
Oh,
she's
so hot.
She has so many looks that I'm like, I don't know which one.
She's so hot.
But yes. I'll put it to the test. I'll recreate a look and we'll see. Ash,
we're like,
she's like, I don't fucking see it.
She's like, fuck this.
Everybody's like, wait, never mind. Everyone's like, Louis, we know it's you. I'm all trying to like get into a restaurant pretending I'm her. Like, they're like, get out.
Table for two.
I know. But
shit.
I'm just kidding.
Laura, what do you think of our name, Pretty Not Smart?
That's perfect for you guys. Aww. And it spells penis. Like, how?
I know.
Dude, and it spells
the acronyms. PNS.
Yeah. Wait. She's all having a moment.
She's imagine like, it's all spelled wrong. I'm like, oh,
she's
shit.
Like, guys, you misspelled pretty.
I know. I'm like, wait. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Penis. Took you that long.
Penis.
PNS, dumbass.
All right. Yeah. PMS.
What is that?
Post-menstrual.
What?
She tried to.
I know. I'm like. Not smart.
No me salió.
I'm all teaching a class right now.
You're the teacher.
I'm like, you just reinforced it all. Wait, over again.
Do you have something to talk about? Or can I say something? Or no?
Yeah.
She's like, can I fucking say something?
I think we could say, or what's our favorite memory together? You can go first.
We have to think of it. Go. Spit it out.
I know. She's like, hurry up.
Fuck. I'm nervous.
Whoever has one first.
You can. Yeah, whoever has one.
I don't know if I have like a certain one, but I just think, no, actually I do have a certain one. Havasu.
Which one?
I loved Havasu with you guys.
Oh my God. Havasu's the
best. I think that was like one of
all of us.
Oh. I'm all just thinking of us.
Y'all ditch me. I'm like
someone else is here. Oh wait, of all three. We never even did shit together.
Yeah, we
I low key feel like we don't have that many memories, us three, besides like going out.
She was pregnant for, remember when you first moved here, you're pregnant, no?
Yeah.
No, like, she was in school.
Oh yeah, I was always in school, so I was missing out on all the fun.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I dropped out.
Dude, I wish I dropped out earlier, but
no.
Now you have that like diploma. That's
yeah. It's all on the fucking trash right now. No, it's in a box somewhere, dude. I don't even use it.
It was funny because she was talking to my mom, and I think my mom was like, "Oh, like you got your degree and everything to be a teacher," and she's like, "Yeah, now I'm in a fucking podcast called I'm Not Smart."
Yeah, dude. I'm like, "Mom, I'm pretty not smart. Where'd my degree come in handy? It didn't."
For real. But yeah, I think us three. Your grand opening was a core memory for me.
Core memory.
Because it was like Yahtzee's like first time out here. Yahtzee was just like excited to meet all of y'all. Yeah. And then obviously your grand opening was a huge thing. It was cool seeing people like be excited to see me and Yahtzee together.
Yeah.
Because it was like one of your first times that you actually like met people in person.
Yeah,
right?
Like had like a whole ass meeting greet. I was like, people like us?
And then the little party bus after.
Oh my god. I think party buses were amazing. They're so fun.
Bro, oh my god, those party buses, we would literally get dragged out the bus.
Yes.
I feel like coming out here, because when I first met Laura is when I had Travis, and we talked about this in like our first podcast, how I was trying to find like myself, my new self. And I talked about how coming down here and partying with you guys really helped me come out of my shell and become like a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Cause I was really like looking up to Laura and like, oh my gosh, she's a mom and she has Elliot and she's a bad bitch. So then I was like, all right, I can do this shit. And like just seeing how the way she dressed and like the party buses and everything really was like turned me into the girl I am today.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people think that once you're a mom, you can't do anything. I'm like, no girl, that's when I have to get out and do something. Yes. Like, yeah.
I feel like you helped her realize that she can do it.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
She was like, okay, like she's doing it. We can all do it.
We can all do it. And like for all my mommies out there, just know you can do everything and anything, even if there's hella trolls, because sometimes I'd be on live or just anytime and they're like, why don't you go take care of your cat?
Oh my god, I feel so bad for like moms, especially my friends that are on social media. I feel like if there's 1 second you guys aren't with your kid, you guys get like dragged.
We get bashed. Yeah.
But it's like literally just trolls. I'm like,
dude, it is.
And I think on like, for example, on my end, I see how much time you guys spend with your kids. Yeah. So like, for example, me and Yahtzee went out recently for the first time in like forever. And I remember, I don't know if we posted something, I don't know what, but everyone was like, she's always out, she's never with her kids.
Yes.
And I was like this is so her first time coming out with me.
Never with her kids. And I'm like,
I know.
Like I'm bitch, like, I'm with my kids 24/7. And just because I post a Friday night outing, like all of a sudden I'm never with my kids.
Did you girls ever feel like somewhat lonely, like after having your kid? Because I feel like I hear a lot of women talk about like
postpartum after depression.
Well, I don't know if it goes into that, because I low-key feel like a lot of women talk about like after they have their kids or during their pregnancy that they're lonely, that like people don't look for them.
I did.
Really?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of...
I'm gonna cry right now.
No, I didn't really have a lot of like close friends to begin with, but I feel like the little friends that I did have, they're like, well, don't you have to go like take care of your cat? And like a lot of people just... like kind of stopped reaching out, because like, well, you're a whole mom now. Like I feel like they thought in their head, like, because you're a mom, you're boring now.
No, that's when I got funnest.
I know.
Like, actually, babes,
because I feel like for me,
when I have my kid,
I know I all want to put myself in the combo. I don't have nothing to do here. No, I was gonna say, like, I low-key feel like with both of y'all, I kind of did take a little step back when you guys were like pregnant or like having kids.
How boring.
But I feel like from my POV, I feel like in my head, I was just like, oh, like, what if, like, tired or you don't want to or you're, like, I'm busy or, like, I know you have kids and stuff. Because I low-key feel like there was a time where, like, I wasn't hanging out as much with Laura. But because I feel like I wasn't looking for you, because I was like, okay, she's pregnant. Probably tired.
You were pregnant.
She probably doesn't have time. I was like, and, like, imagine, like, you're carrying a whole-ass child in your stomach and be like, let's go fucking walk around the mall for 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I loved being pregnant, though.
You did?
Yes. I'm jealous. Loved it. Like, I loved, like, even at my baby shower. Remember the baby shower?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She got everyone all dressed.
I love getting, like, just the vibes going, like, because it makes me feel like I'm having, because I feel like when you're pregnant, you feel like you're not fun. So, like, I wanted to create a fun environment. So, I'm, like, in the tequila and there.
Everybody else.
Dude, I'm like, oh. The whole ass bowl. Oakley's probably like, what the?
I know. He's like, what's happening? Y'all feels it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory?
I was gonna say have a suite, but
when we end this podcast,
we're gonna create a whole bunch of new memories together. Yes. That's the goal.
We have to. No, yeah, I feel like I low key, I really do miss like spending time with like you and like and your family. Yeah.
And you too.
I think it's like it's gotten really easy for us to kind of like all live in our own world.
Yeah.
That, I mean, Yoatzi has her own stuff going on. I do too.
No, I don't.
I know. She's like, I just sit at home.
I don't do shit.
They're like, you just don't invite me.
And like now we live so much closer too. Yes. So I feel like it's literally dumb that we all like don't hang out, but
we have to.
Yeah. And I was telling them, I was like, dude, I literally bring my friends over all the time to just hang out at my house. One thing about, I love partying at my house. It's mm-hmm. cheaper. It's more safe. So I told them, I was like, and I texted him the other day. I was like, come over. I think you were already out, like all the way in LA. I'm like, come now.
I know. I was like, bitch, I'm going to get there like 2 a.m.
Bitch, the other day we went to a dinner on like a Tuesday. Laura was like, we going to WeHo.
I know, and we're like, no, like,
it's Tuesday.
And she's like, well, Louis fucking lives there. And I was like, we're gonna keep it chill.
Monday. He's like,
I know. No, there was a time, dude, that I was out there like Monday to fucking Sunday, like no fucking lunch or break.
But fun though. You're young. You don't have kids. Get old.
I know. I'm like, I'm living life.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm all boring.
Laura,
where? Butona. Even I got scared. I was like, no, she's never going to come back. All right.
She leaves already. She's like, where?
She's like, I'll send you my invoice.
All right. Out from my car.
She's like, let me know when you can pay this.
She's like, send it by tonight.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I had so much fun having you on the podcast, Laura.
Me too.
Thank you
for coming.
I think we just discovered that all three of us don't have that many crazy memories together besides a few.
At the salute party was fun. I feel like coming home. I remember they left and I brought you out.
Wait, bitch, before we end this shit, hold on.
Tell them.
Scared.
So Louis was like hella buzzed, right?
Yeah.
And then Adam had booked a fucking Uber. Laura was like, fuck no, you guys aren't leaving.
She canceled. I was trying to cancel it on Adam's thing, but he wouldn't let me. He's like,
I know, he's like, I'm leaving.
Cancel it? No, he didn't cancel it. I did end up canceling one, and then he called another one.
So she canceled the first one, and then the second one came, and we were all like pretty drunk. And then Adam's like, hurry, let's go before like Laura sees the Uber's here. Everyone starts leaving. Louis's like, let's go. And Louis leaves, everyone leaves, and I'm like right behind them, and Laura was like, no. And she grabbed me, and everybody else left. And she's like, come on, babes, we're gonna go have fun.
I didn't even notice.
Like, they're boring. We're gonna go have fun. And I was like, okay.
The only one I could grab because she was the last one. Like, I hate when people leave my house when it's lit. Like, I just want everyone to stay there and just like, I don't know, my kids are asleep. Like, I just want to party.
Yeah,
you know? And I was just the last one there.
Yeah, and I'm like, the only one I could grab was you out. So I was like, ah, and I grabbed her, and Victor's like, Laura. I'm like, who cares?
You're like, you're coming home with me.
And then she's coming home with me.
She's like, okay.
I was like, okay, let's go.
All happy.
And then fucking Louis didn't even notice because he was like messed up drunk. And then I was like, nobody's gonna care that I stayed. They all fucking left.
I'm like, so I noticed. We were like, we all send her kisses.
They're like, yes, they took her.
We're like, let's go to WeHo again. All right, we all went to WeHo.
After you guys left, it was pretty fun. Yeah, like, we're just chilling on our couch, eating more pickles.
No gay people around. Fuck you.
No, we're all like, with Alexia and everything. But then Victor was sober. He was like, chill. Yeah. And then I was like, I really need to get home, guys.
Like, I actually have kids. Yeah.
So that Victor was like, okay, we'll take you home. Because I was going to take an Uber, but Victor was like, fuck no, you cannot take an Uber. You're a woman. Like, it's better if we take you home.
Yeah.
So they took me all the way home.
They took you in the Tesla, remember? The fast.
Bitch! And then he all showed me how fast the Tesla goes. My God. I was like,
we've done it to you, huh?
Yes. When she told me, I was like, bitch, they did the same thing to me.
That's sick.
It's crazy. Gave me a whole fucking headache. I was like,
yeah. But that was really fun. Yeah. You missed it, Louis.
No, he didn't. All right. He was all like, I had fun too. All right. In my dream.
dream.
Babe. Well, we need to create more memories so we have more stories to tell. Yes, please.
And take me.
Oh my God. So, was so lit.
If y'all don't see more videos of us three hanging out, go to Laura's comment section and comment where you at, puta.
Like, invite a pretty not smart crew.
Yeah.
We need to do the Halloween one.
Yes, it's
and
coming
a pretty
up.
Not smart party. Yeah. That Louis funding.
Okay. A bitch. And then maybe we can have like some viewers come.
A three-way.
Come.
We'll have viewers come.
I'm like, or that.
A three-way.
That'd be fun.
A little orgy.
The viewers are like, I don't want to go. They're like, actually, we'll just watch.
Louis's going to be like, but you, can you please bring Victor?
I'm like, yeah, three-way, please. All right.
Three-way, but ends up kicking Laura. Just please, Victor.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, she's here, but she doesn't have to participate. All right. Just kidding. All right, you guys. We're gonna head out because all three of us are fucking starving the house starving. Down boots. But
we're boiling crab.
Ooh, that sounds so good. Sounds so good. I feel like that restaurant reminds me so much of you because we used to go all the
remember you used to hate
time.
It? I yes. literally hated it. And now I hated seafood in general. And now I live there. All right.
Now I guess I'm on crack.
Oh, well, thank you so much again, Laura, for joining our podcast. We hope we can have a little part two. Yes. And thank you everyone for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Remember to stay pretty, not smart. Okay, bye.
Bye.